Our New Testament reading for today is from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 14 through 33. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ, and thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason that I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it. Indeed, they owe it to them. For the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings. They ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Terry Forkey, President of the Montana District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the day is Romans chapter 15, verse 20, and these words, "Thus I am making it a goal to proclaim the gospel where Christ has not been named." Look, we have told you this before. Do not speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. So the rulers of Israel said to Peter and John after they had healed a lame man in the temple. They were trying to carve out a Jesus-free zone where Christ would not be named. Such a project sounds impossible, even ridiculous to our ears. We have been trained to sniff out any limitations to our freedom of speech. But the truth is, there are more places where Christ has not been named than we might imagine. How ironic that in today's text Paul says it is precisely those kinds of places he is searching for. Paul notes that God has called him as an apostle to the Gentiles. The letter to the Romans puts a premium on proclaiming the gospel to those who have not heard it. As he winds down this letter, making plans to move on to Spain after having visited Rome, he recounts all that Christ has accomplished through him to bring the Gentiles to the obedience of faith. In fact, according to verse 23, Paul feels that he has covered Asia Minor so well there is no room for him to work there anymore, and he is ready to move on to Spain. We may have similar assessments of our world. Where in the 21st century has the gospel not been proclaimed? Where has Christ not been named? Hasn't the message of Christianity reached every nation? Paul was obviously a big-picture guy. He initiated the proclamation, and was ready to leave the details of the finer work to others. Our world is no different. There are places where the gospel has touched only in a broad way. And there are places, as it was for Peter and John, where it is dangerous to speak the name of Christ. And there are certainly individuals who have not yet heard the glorious name of Jesus. If we focus the microscope even more finely, you and I become the target of the gospel proclamation. I must confess that there are dark recesses of my heart where I limit Jesus' speech, territories I have refused to cede to his rule, areas where I don't want him to be named because I would have to make major changes in my life. That is what sinful hearts are always saying. We have told you this before. Do not teach or speak at all in the name of Jesus. Thank God that Jesus doesn't listen to that prohibition. He comes into this world anyway. He takes the sin of sinful hearts into his own until it kills him, and then rises in a victory that frees sinful hearts, frees your heart through forgiveness. Yes, you are forgiven through faith in Jesus for the Jesus-free zones you have created and for your reluctance to proclaim the name of Jesus to others. His miracles continue. Once he has brought you to faith in Jesus, he begins to use you in the very proclamation that you have heard. That work of God is also finely tuned. Not all are called to travel the world like Paul. Paul desired to proclaim where Jesus had not been named. Others followed to further the work. Paul to the Gentiles, John to the Jews, I as a pastor, and you in the station in life where God has placed you, each being used by God to proclaim the gospel, each proclaiming the gospel somehow, big picture or little picture, where Jesus has not been named. Did you notice in verse 15 how Paul says it is by the grace of God that he is an apostle to the Gentiles? So, too, you can rest assured that God's grace is using you, your words, and your actions to proclaim the good news of Jesus, so that those who have not been told will see, and those who have not heard will understand. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Terry Forkey, President of the Montana District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, for today's meditation on God's Word.